You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And following our earlier coverage of the Resource Management Act, we have Environment Minister David Parker on the line. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
I want to start by asking, can you tell us any more details about the three new legislations? Now, the Resource Management Act will be axed and replaced by three new legislations. Can you tell us the some finer details about this?
Yeah, so the three acts are the Natural and Built Environment Act, and that's the main replacement for the RMA and would deal with land use management and protection of natural environmental values like water quality, etc. The second piece of legislation is a Strategic Planning Act. One of the criticisms that's made of the existing system is that decisions as to where roads are going to go under the Land Transport Management Act and where the local government act is going to put their water infrastructure and planning decisions on the under the RMA and climate change decisions relating to sea level rise, they're all too disparate and separated, and so we need some high-level strategic planning for each region under the Strategic Planning Act that will then enable the protection of areas that ought to be protected, but more clear identification of the areas, particularly around growing areas, that can be developed. So that's the second piece. And the third piece is a climate change adaptation piece of legislation, which is going to look at how you fund and managed adaptation to climate change, including what you do when there are areas that are threatened with long-term inundation.
I'm quite interested to talk about the Climate Change Adoption Act. How is it going to impact resource management?
Well, the conduct of the Climate Change Adaptation Act sits with James Shaw, and we'll be developing policy through government led by James Shaw as the Climate Change Minister over the next year. But we also know that in addition to that, we have to provide for or make it easier for councils to take into account things that both mitigate climate change emissions and react to climate change events through adaptation in their functions, and that will sit in the new Natural and Built Environments Act.
We just spoke to National's Scott Simpson earlier in the program, and he said the Resource Management Act should, well, indeed, he said, while the RMA should be repealed, it should be only put into two separate statutes from between environment protection and planning on the set of rules on construction only. What do you think about this?
Well, we did consider that. We had a panel last year that was headed by a retired Court of Appeal judge, Tony Randerson, and it also had representatives that were experienced in infrastructure as well as environmental matters. And of course, it sounds nice in theory that you could separate building matters from environmental protection in urban, but of course a lot of environmental protection is needed in urban areas. For example, we all have streams. We want beaches that are free of sewage. We want to protect elite soils but enable housing development. So instead of doing that separation, what the panel recommended is that we focus on the protection of natural environmental values, and we're a bit careful that natural environmental values doesn't go too far down the road to matters of personal taste and aesthetic, so that under the Natural and Built Environments Act, you identify the natural values that you're going to protect. You state outcomes for them, or bottom lines, if you like, how you're going to protect or where they're degraded, restore. And once those natural matters are provided for, you make room for development because you're not complicating that with matters of taste relating to amenity.
Right, and the National Party also said, because the legislation is set to go through the usual parliamentary process throughout the rest of the year, he said these changes should be fast-paced, and I coined a phrase, he called it snail-paced. Is he right?
Well, given that the last government said they had a problem for 9 years and then didn't fix it, it's the criticism one's a little bit rich. I would also say that Audrey Young, you know, one of New Zealand's leading political editors, has described the process that we've got as brilliant. And finally, if you were going to just ditch current rules and you didn't have a replacement already properly designed, you would further complicate things and you would slow down development rather than enable it. So yeah, we do have a housing crisis. We need to build new houses. We're actually building a lot already. For people that want to build more, you don't want them to have uncertainty as to what the rules are while the new rules are developed. So no, I don't agree with that.
And when are we going to know more about the details of these legislation, let's say the more finer print of it?
A really important part of the current RMA is part two, which sets out the intergenerational environment test and other matters of national importance. The replacement for that in the Natural and Built Environments Act has already been done in draft and is attached to the Cabinet paper that we released yesterday. We'll be tickling that up after input from government agencies and other political parties if they desire to meaningfully contribute, and put that to an inquiry which will have public submissions before a select committee starting in May this year.
Environment Minister David Parker, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.